This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nice way to spend some time is with the Doug Steffen clan here. I'm Doug Steffen. You can tell by my voice it's a little deeper than Jay's.
Is it so?
Some women have deeper voices. And then there's James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio down in Dallas. Focus on the National Geographic here for a moment or two. I think it's probably best known for the features it does on wildlife. Would you agree that the photography,
yes,
the pictures, there's a contest, by the way.
So amazing.
Yeah. The contest for the best wildlife photography, the winner this year is Kartik Subramaniam. I think that's how you pronounce his name. The photo of bald eagles who are on the shore of Alaska's, one of Alaska's, the shipping port, I forget the name of it. Anyway, the bald eagle is being preserved up there. And one of the things that has happened with the preservation of the birds, that is, you know, keeping them healthy and alive, the salmon population is falling below its average. Isn't it very interesting how there is a balance in nature,
and we've
contorted it because we're trying to save things that don't need to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bald eagles are important, and yeah, there have been people who have been killing them, poaching them illegally. All that stuff is true, but when you take those people out of the equation, the bald eagles now are coming back, and they're coming back in strength to the point where they are affecting the population of the salmon.
Yeah, I mean, it's the whole circle of life kind of situation.
Yeah, right.
And we're going to save these creatures, not just bald eagles, but just anything that we're trying to save. Well, it still eats something.
Yeah,
especially
right.
If it's a predator.
Exactly. Anyway, I think that there's this the whole business we go too far. That's just I don't mean to make this a little more babble than it needs to be about it, but I think moderation and intelligent overview of this is much better than the crazies go, oh, my God, the climate, we're going to ruin the planet. This chicken little sky is falling. Nonsense. Come on.
Well, there's the whole, like, fix it now mentality rather than, okay, well, not just
buy an electric car.
How do we fix it? And what's the long-term effect? What are some other things we need to look at from every angle?
Yeah.
And also, how did it get this way so we can prevent it from happening again?
Hello. Thank you very much. That's very intelligent. That's one of the reasons you're here is because you're so smart.
Oh, thank you.
We talk about Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, Ash Wednesday. What about Shrove Tuesday, also called Pancake Day, right? That's part of Mardi Gras, Shrove Tuesday. The objective here is to eat as much as you can. Candy, ice cream, pancakes, all that stuff. I'm not sure that we really focus. We kind of gave short shrift to Mardi Gras this week. And, you know, Ash Wednesday, a little more somber. But how many people took part in a big pancake breakfast?
Oh, I'm sure a lot. Well, that's what Mardi Gras means, Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, right, exactly. So you go for weeks and weeks without having something good like shepherd pie. Do you like shepherd pie?
No.
You don't like
it? That's meats, right?
No, well, it doesn't have to be. I like it with fish.
Oh.
Shepherd pie with fish, corn, mashed potatoes. It's really quite good. That'd be something you could eat during this whole next 6 weeks. Here's the good news from a West African country. The country is Mali, M-A-L-I. There's a huge discovery, first of its kind, in fact. The town where this discovery was made is going to become one of the richest, probably in the whole continent, because they have found clean hydrogen gas, vast reservoirs of clean hydrogen gas, the kind that's used to propel buses and in some cases tractors, that kind of stuff. So over there, they're producing a lot of electricity. No, there's no emissions because this hydrogen gas is so clean. Apparently, they found it back in 2012, Jay, 98% hydrogen, what comes out of the ground. And so they, you know, they've got the electricity being produced with that, so it has much less of an impact. Now, you can bottle this stuff. If you bring it down almost freeze, like 35 degrees, it liquefies. The gas becomes liquid, and you see a lot of the transportation with the cars, for example, the wreck in Ohio, that wasn't carrying that kind of gas, but those kind of cars do carry liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen. That's how the stuff moves around. You see trucks on the highway every once in a while with that stuff in it. Anyway, what's going on here is that the price is much cheaper for the hydrogen that's manufactured, but it isn't clean. So this stuff is expensive, but it's clean. So people will be paying a premium for it. And apparently this is because they've done some research drilling around in one of the stablest parts of the tectonic plates. Underneath the plate is where the gas is. But because the plates are moving, it's like a moving target, in a sense. I thought this was fantastic. And what we're talking about here is decomposing organic matter. That it was thought there was dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. It is everywhere. It's part of the planet. And so that's why I say, you know, you find a lot of iron, a lot of minerals in places like this that are very helpful in many ways to our existence. We have done a very, I suppose it depends on your meaning, the definition of good. We have done a great job, in fact, of exploring and finding things the planet has created that makes us, makes our lives better. For example, steel coming from iron ore. This is all of the stuff. If you look around at pretty much everything in your life, the production of what Mother Nature is capable of doing has brought us wood from the trees to build the houses. If you use aluminum, you know, there are vast sources in several places on the earth where there's aluminum ore, various types of iron and minerals and ores and chemical, all this stuff is a product of Mother Nature, a product of the earth, a product of the place that we call home. And so when you look at these, some is better than others, but it's all there for our, I was going to say taking, I suppose it is our taking. It's all there because it is.
It's another circle of life in a way.
Yeah, right. We've been focusing a lot on that today. All right, speaking of the circle of life in the People Department, Don Lemon, one of the real flat-footed BSers of all time, is now going to return to CNN. I looked at this and I thought, do I want to talk about it or not? Because I find him to be such a putz that it is almost not worth talking about him. But he made such a fool of himself talking about Nikki Haley last week that it maybe is worth a moment or two on the air. Because of what he said, he has, quote, according to CNN, agreed to participate in formal training. So I'm using this as a launch pin into, I mean, I don't, what he says about anybody is irrelevant to me because I think he's irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like Trevor Noah, some of these other clowns that have lots to say about, really have nothing to say. At any rate, so there was a circumstance here in Boston on one of the sports stations where one of the hosts said something that wasn't really off color and it wasn't really meant, if you listen to the context of it, it wasn't meant the way that it was taken by people who seem to have nothing better to do in their lives than watch television or listen to the radio and try to grab something that somebody says that may be a little bit off. It may be a little tilted, kiltered, if you know what I mean. Everybody who does this for a living, I certainly have over the decades and decades I've done this radio program, been on there, I've said a lot of stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things I wish I hadn't said. But you know what? In conversation, This is a real conversation. You and I are having a conversation.
It is. And it can be, it can go towards the point of being educational and informative rather than just, well, he said this.
And it can also be stupid.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But the whole, like, well, you said something stupid, you're fired. That,
yeah.
That
it's ridiculous. Some of you people running stations better get grow a pair, because pretty soon you're not going to have anybody on the air. You're going to have your artificial intelligence voices on the air, and where's that going to get you?
But good for CNN for taking initiative of saying, hey, we're not
Well, they couldn't
him.
Avoid it.
He's going
what he
to
said was
under
so outrageous. Yeah, but what he said was so outrageous.
See, but was it outrageous, or was it he was trying to prove a point against what somebody else said? And
no, he was trying to be himself. He doesn't, he takes lots of pride in not liking any Republicans, and so he takes his shots like most of the rest of the people at CNN do. By the way, I've watched, I don't like CNN, so I never really did watch Cuomo, but I've watched him on News Nation, and I actually find him to be quite good. He's very straightforward. There are two or three people that are on News Nation in the evening when I have time to watch that are quite good. And he's one of them. Whether he's different now than he was, those of you who watched him on CNN and now you see him on News Nation, is he different now than he was over there? Maybe he learned a lesson. Who knows?
Yeah.
He got into trouble because he was giving his brother advice, when he was in a jam as governor of New York. And I just find that when I watch the stuff that's there, I'm informed. And I like the angles that they take to get to the heart of stories. That's all.
And they prove their own points. They don't go against what somebody else said to prove. Like, and that's what Don Lemon, Nikki Haley was saying, that politicians of a certain age are not in their prime. And
right, it was all about that,
And then women of a certain age are not in their prime, and he's the one that gets the slap on the wrist, which, don't get me wrong, I do not agree with what Don Lemon said. But the whole point of, people are going to say stupid things sometimes. Let's just have conversations about it and give people an opportunity to grow.
Yep, that's what it is. It's consider yourself at the pub having a brew and saying things that after you've had a few glasses of whatever it is that you like to drink when you're getting slopped. What do you do? You want to be held accountable for everything you say when you're in the bag? Probably not. 18 after. This is nobody drinks while we're on this program. 18 after on Good Day.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look...
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Insights, social commentary. Help yourself to any of the connections here on the Good Day program. Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. Am I doing that too quickly so that people don't get it? It's pretty easy to remember, right, Jay?
Yeah.
At Good Day Radio Show.
At Good Day Radio Show for Facebook and Instagram, the meta brands. And then Twitter, Good Day On Air.
There you go. GoodDayShow.com is where you can hear the entire program all day, every day. The entire program repeats itself. And then, for those who don't get that, there's the Good Day Download. The most recent one is a focus on the oil companies that are looking for shipwrecks now as they drill. Discussion of the president's trip to Ukraine. A bill prohibiting police to use search warrants to collect data on women's menstrual cycles. My God, what an outrage that is. Let's see if we can find any comments. You can get that, by the way, on the Good Day Download. You can get it at GoodDayShow.com. So also connect to us at 855-999-DOUG. Here's a lady who has a lot on her mind.
Hi, Doug. You actually made me very sad this morning. I know you hate all things Catholic, but I think you owe the family of Bishop O'Connell an apology. You may not realize this, but priests, nuns, they have siblings, they have parents, they have nieces, nephews, they have people who love them. You didn't know the man. I didn't know the man. Was he more saint or sinner or saint? I don't know, and neither do you. But the man was murdered, and the day after his murder, you have to insinuate that he was having an affair. To me, that's slander.
Okay, fair enough. I don't hate anybody or anything. I don't use that term. I don't like it. I don't like the energy around it. In terms of what I know and I don't know, excuse me, I had a girlfriend who was Catholic, and I went to catechism class to try to understand what she was learning. Excuse me, in cataclysm. There's a Freudian slip, cataclysm. My wife was a nun. My wife was in a circumstance in the convent where she was, there were predator priests who were there taking advantage of the nuns. My wife had a relationship with a priest. I have talked about that on the air. It's one of those things. It is what it is. My attitude toward the Catholic Church comes from seeing what happened in Boston. I did know Cardinal Law. I did know priests personally who were pedophiles. Their stories were covered up. So perhaps when I was talking about that, the cardinal that I discussed that you were upset about, you may be right. I didn't know him. I may have said this is kind of like the Don Lemon conversation we were having a few minutes ago, or whatever people say.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good. That's one of the reasons I played.
You questioned it. You didn't say flat out, "This is what happened." You asked it in the form of a question. Of.
Well, I think the people who are...
I do understand the frustration in our friend, our caller's voice.
Yeah, but the other side of it is that there are two sides to every story. And as I played that, I had a choice. I didn't have to play that. I did because I thought it told a good story. And the passion that you demonstrate in your voice and your feelings are well worth hearing. There's a lesson there in that. And so I'm happy to... I'm not happy, but I think that it is a privilege to have you express yourself, and I'm happy to play your thoughts and feelings on the air. And I don't know that I disagree with any of them. It's just sometimes mm-hmm. what people hear, it brings out, you know, and it just brings out stuff.
It's good to have
people.
Another person's point of view.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, thank you for the
thank you.
Call. Help yourself, 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 28 after, on Good Day.
When you got your health.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Environmental Protection Agency ordered Norfolk Southern to clean up the contamination from the derailment of one of its trains carrying hazardous materials in East Palestine, Ohio, earlier this month, and pay the costs. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan.
Norfolk Southern will clean up all contamination in soil and water and safely transport that contamination to the appropriate location.
The railway operator has been cleaning up the crash site voluntarily, but the EPA's order will require the company to do so under a plan approved by the agency. In a major breach of trust, a former Mexican presidential cabinet member was convicted in the United States on Tuesday of taking astronomical bribes to protect the violent drug cartels he was tasked with going after. Security Secretary Genaro Garcia Luna. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. We're 26 before the hour, yeah, 34 after. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the air. I just had an epiphany, and I don't know whether I want to talk about this on the air, but I have it in my mind, so I'm going to let it all hang out for a moment, and pardon me if it becomes too personal, but I think goes in league, and then we can get to all of the other exciting things, talking about opioid deaths and all that good stuff. The discussion we had a few minutes ago, I hope most of you heard it, the lady called and was upset with me because of my handling of the death of Cardinal O'Connor. And so I listened, and there's a lot to learn. We all have a lot to learn from each other, frankly. And so as I was listening to that, I was talking about being married to a woman who was a nun. And the only marriage I've ever had, I was in early and out early, and I've never been married since. And I've had a number of relationships, starting with her, who is probably, when I look back on it, the woman that I've loved the most. But for whatever the reason, I have fallen in love, or I've been with women who were unavailable. She wasn't available. And I just wonder if it goes back. I ask this not for any reason other than to ask you to think about your own circumstance. My mother was unavailable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And thus started a pattern of women in my life who were unavailable. So my mother was unavailable. My wife was unavailable, basically, because she was stuck in the convent for much of our relationship. She kind of grew out of it during her life. But I could see that as I look back. Now, I think about some of the relationships I've had with married women, with women who are engaged to other men, with women who just, you know, I think about the women that I've loved, and pretty much all of them.
And the pattern of it.
Yeah.
That's very fascinating, Doug, and thank you for sharing this. It kind of brings the question of, did that pattern genuinely start with your mom, or is it something of, not a fear of commitment, but maybe a fear of commitment, because if there's somebody, you're going over after somebody who's truly not, is truly unavailable, you don't have to worry about the commitment. But you're just such a loving guy. I can't imagine you having a fear of commitment.
Well, I don't know that I've ever had that. I've had some really good therapy in my life, and I don't know that that has, if we've talked about it in those sessions, I don't know that I remember that being as blatantly in my mind as the light switch went on after talking to that woman, after that woman's call. So for a number of reasons, I think that. Do you remember James, what was that lady's name? I don't remember what her name was. She called and said, what her name? When you call 855-999-DOUG, just tell us what your name is, and preferably where you're calling from.
She said her name was Mrs. Green.
So Mrs. Green. Okay. Well, Mrs. Green, thank you. You've helped me immensely, and I appreciate it, frankly. I think that's where we're all here. I try to be on my best behavior every day in terms of being respectful and kind, but sometimes I do a wing-a-ding-a-ding-dong and go off the deep end because life doesn't guarantee anything. My mind works like yours. Everybody's mind has, you know, it has a strong current in it, sometimes a little fuzzy or hazy, but that's part of being what it is to make it through. Your chances of getting through this thing called life are better if you are not always the same. I think you have to understand other people's behaviors, and then your attitude toward them is an understanding of your behavior. Frankly,
yeah.
You know,
our own perception.
I started my response to her by saying, she said, I hate all Catholics. Well, I don't hate anything because I don't feel like that takes too much energy.
The only thing you hate is the word hate.
I do. I don't like that word, but I am not a fan of organized commercial industrial religion. That's very true. I have a very strong belief in God and spirit. I don't think I have to go. I spent a lot of time in churches when I was a youngster, and it did me a world of good because it was a place for me to go, for me to hang my hat, to have my friends. My family was the church when I was growing up, and the farm. Those were my family, and school, actually. So I had three families. I didn't have family necessarily at home, but I had it in those sort of organized settings. And I loved my teachers. I loved school. It was a way for me to connect. So as we grow in our lives, we have different things that make us, we need to hold on to something. Everybody's got
to hold on to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And
exactly.
I think that's a lot of times when kids fall into hard times, when children, young people fall into hard times because they don't have anybody. They might not have somebody at home. They might not have somebody at school. And then they fall into the wrong crowd because that desperation that humans just feel in general to belong to something.
Yep. We want to, and that's why gangs become as successful as they do.
And
because
cults.
People. Yeah. It's your success and your failure come from your identity. And so, anyway, I just find it interesting that you've got this, there are so many things to talk about and understand. Here's some amazing footage, you may or may not have seen it, showing the birth of twin tiger cubs at a zoo in England. Secret cameras capturing the moment that two very rare tiger cubs were born. They were tiny. They were born to first-time parents. That sounds funny when you talk about tigers, yeah. Doesn't it? First-time parents is like a birth announcement in the newspaper. But if you look at this, this is part of my overall view of life, birth. You live your life and death and all of that stuff that becomes part of our existence here on this ball of wax that's the third rock from the sun. There are so many different things that you can capture and experience. Sometimes you can do it up close and personal. Sometimes you see it on the, in film form or picture form. But this is something to pay, life is something to pay attention to. Apparently there's only, these are Sumatran tigers and they're very rare. Only 350 of them exist in, I think in captivity.
Mm. So, and isn't it rare for tigers to give birth to more than one?
Yes, tiger twins, yeah.
Yeah, yep. And good for the zoo. Right. Good for the zoo, who they don't know what the sex of the newborns are at the time, at the moment, because they don't want to check. They just want to let the mother and don't want to interrupt. And I think that so many others would probably like, okay, we need to get in, we need to check them out. And they're like, no, let's just let them be.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about what's going on in your pocketbook and what inflation is doing to you. I don't know that I remember a time when there was any when there wasn't any inflation at all. Doesn't it always seem like there's 1 point, 2 point, 3 points, the average cost of living increase that people working for unions or working for the government or whatever it is, if you have one of those kinds of jobs, usually every year you get a cost of living increase and it's based on the inflation rate. The cost of living is up until this past year has been pretty low. If you go back to the first 6 months of 2020, inflation rate and cost of living were about 1%. And then when we started spending money after COVID had, made a mess of life for us, the inflation rate as of January, the inflation rate was over 10%. Now it started to go back down again as of the 1st of February. It looks like it's about 9.7%, if I can read this chart correctly. The cost of money has gone up appreciably. We just got on the loans that I have on the farm. The interest rate was it was floating. It got up to 10%, and I went, woo! So talking to the bank, we got it down to 7%. Which is a huge savings. But still, when you think about the average cost of buying a home or financing property a year and a half ago was like under 3%. Remember all the ads that you heard on the radio everywhere? Yeah, now it's time to refinance. Take money out of your home, yada, yada. Jennifer, I remember telling me she refinanced her home, and I think it was 2.8 was the mortgage rate. And then you look at mortgage rates today and think, my God, who's going to buy a house? And that's why the cost of everything's going down, because people are cutting the prices on some things. But I went to the hardware store the other day to get some stuff for the farm. I needed some plywood and some wall board and things like that. You can usually buy them for $14 a sheet, $20, $21 now, that kind of stuff. So it's really having an impact. So if it has that impact, I mean, think about the average person has a fixed income, whether it's a retired person or whether it's someone who's on government assistance or whatever. How do they pay for transportation? How do they pay for their food? And then you get into these government programs, and it's like a never-ending cycle. And I'm bringing it up, but I don't really know what the... Honestly, you've got all these politicians keep talking about this is a solution. I don't think most of those guys could find their butt in a snowstorm, and they don't really know what the solution is. Joe Biden sure as hell doesn't know what the solution is, and neither do the people around him. But then who does? You look around, the Republicans, we've got the fix. No, you don't. It doesn't. Nothing that you've come up with makes any real sense. So, again, we're left to the question, and I like to... When I ask a question or I come up with a problem, I like to pose a solution. I don't know what the solution is. I don't, honestly, You know, I've lived through these recessions probably at least four or five times in my life.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It seems like there's always a recession. Every time there is a recession, it's like, this is the first one ever.
Well, it's people who are naive, and they get suckered into the news cycle of making you feel like that this is the first time anything horrible has ever happened. Hello? The world is a place that has lots of challenges, and those challenges go off all the time. The planet has challenges. The people on it have challenges. We have our daily things. To get to the mundane, Supreme Court hearing arguments in that challenge to the law that protects social media platforms from lawsuits over users' posts. I think we talked about that on Monday, didn't we? What they're going to do or what the arguments are. So the actual presentation is going on this week, and it's pretty bizarre when you actually get down. Zuckerberg is testifying. Those two little worms from Google are testifying. I think, what's his face? Elon Musk is. Those guys don't know what's really going on. They should have the people that work for them. What are they there for? Oh, they're a bunch of showboats, right? What do they know, really? I mean, they know how to count the money. But are they really responsible for the ideas they come up with? I would suggest that they are given credit or lack thereof for ideas they come up with. It's like the president. You think the president's plan. The president didn't come up with that plan. Somebody working for him says, okay, let's run this up the flagpole. And by the time it gets to him, this is a great idea. Let's do this. So then it becomes his idea. Same with Zuckerberg or any of these other, or anybody that runs a big company, frankly. I think that's how it works. 48 after the hour.
Dell Technologies President's Day business event starts now with deals to power America's doers and dreamers. Save on select performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's see. Well, but I've heard that Warren's bark is worse than his bite, so perhaps we're safe. Warren Eckstein is the host of the Animal Lovers program, The Pet Show, heard on many of these same stations every weekend, because Warren and I are connected at the hip. Everywhere we go together. It's a wonderful experience we're having in life. Where you go, I go. Where I go, you go. It's fabuloso. All right, so now enough of that BS. I have cats on my mind today. What do you have on your mind today?
I was going to talk about the wind. It's going to be windy in Southern California, but it's windy all over America.
Always windy.
Here's the scenario, and a lot of people, I talked about this on the show, and people said, wow, you know, when it's windy on windy days, dogs get easily distracted. You're not imagining if your dog changes their behavior.
They smell stuff. Right?
Well, the wind stirs up the scents that can cause dogs to become distracted. Therefore, they will pull in direction to the wind or away from the wind, whether they're getting away from the scent they don't like or going towards the scent. But more dogs are really lost on rainy, windy days because finding their way back home is more difficult because the wind changes the scents in the neighborhood. The rain gets rid of the scents on the ground. So if it's raining or windy in your neighborhood, just watch your dogs very, very carefully. A lot more dogs get lost on windy and rainy days than any other time.
Uh-huh. All right, so there's that. Now, let's see what's going on in our feline friends department. There's a rare species of cats dubbed the original grumpy cat that has been found on Mount Everest. Apparently, somebody had nothing better to do than to analyze their DNA, and they have found that this particular type of cat lives only on Mount Everest. Now, how could a cat survive? The cats that I know, they need somebody to feed them because they're too damn lazy to go out and get the... Well, that's not true. The barn cats get the mice and stuff that's around the farm. But anyway, there are a couple of sites that have been where these rare cats... You know, I think about... When I think of rare cats, I think of those horrible... what do they call those cats with the real sharp teeth that kill everything? Oh, my God.
They're horrible.
No. These are the size of a cat. But they have teeth they're
Bobcat?
No, they're very small. They weigh like
a civet. Is that what you're saying?
No. No, I can't remember what the name of them, but they're really horrible. So I would consider them to be the original grumpy cat. What do you know about, you know, you think of a cat as a cat as a cat, but I guess there are all kinds of different, like dogs. We have, like, different breeds of dogs. I guess we could expect to find a lot of different breeds of cats, right?
You know, years ago when I was going to a lot of dog shows and cat shows, it's amazing that the cat people would differentiate their cats very similar to the way dog people would differentiate their dogs. This breed is this way, this breed is that way. For example, there was one breed that I fell in love with called the Scottish Fold, an incredible breed of cat, really mellow. But I don't buy the, I stay away from those Archie Bunker type statements, Doug, where this breed is this way and this breed is that way. What you put in is what you get out. I don't care what type of dog cat you have.
Like people.
Socialize, expose.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Treat it properly, you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful pet. It's just that simple. But people, they go, the breedism, we call it, they this breed's better, or don't get this breed. Persian cats are this way. Siamese are this way. Himalayans are this way. Feral cats are this way. I've worked with them all. Let me tell you, what you put in is what you get out.
I think it's just like people. I say that all the time about my cows, even. You know, when you look at how the cows are, they're going to be exactly the way you treat them. Some are very close, and they're warm, and fun, and others are just nasty because they've been treated that way.
People are different, though. I just respect animals so much more.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get that, too. Hey, a couple of children were killed, their mother hospitalized, after the family's two pit bulls attacked them outside their family home in Tennessee. So I wonder about them. We talk about the various breeds. We talk about pit bulls and the rap that's on them. And, you know, they're going to be, to go back to what you were just saying, they're going to be the way they were treated. But do you think there are some that are more prone to being like a pit bull, more prone to being aggressive versus a Labrador retriever? Or something like that.
If a pit bull attacks somebody, it's going to make the front page. If a Labrador bites somebody, you're never going to read about it. So a lot has to do with the press. But let's take a look at most of the pit bulls that are out there. A lot of them are owned by great people, and the dogs are amazing. Listen, I trained the Buster Brown dog, Ty. He was classified as a pit bull. He was an Amstaff. He went to every toy show, every kid show. So what you put in, again, is what you're going to get. I sound like a broken record. But the bottom line is this. When people that have pit bulls, very often, they're the type of people that you wouldn't want to associate with. You know, you're not going to see a drug dealer on the corner with a Cocker Spaniel or a Schnoodle. So they pick a breed. Years ago it was Dobermans and Shepherds, now it's pit bulls.
Here's a visualization. A drug dealer on the corner with a Schnauzer. Thank you for drawing that word picture for us. That's very, okay. Dobermans may be pit bulls, but a Schnauzer, that would be like having a bulldog. All right, Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program. Make sure you check out his program every weekend at thepetshow.com, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.